It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody. April is Stress Awareness Month, and you're thinking, well, why would an entire month be dedicated to stress? Because it's a silent killer linked to six leading causes of death: heart disease, high blood pressure, accidents, liver cirrhosis, suicide, and cancer. I'm getting stressed just thinking about all this. Kim, now you live in California, which is considered one of the most stressful states. Why is everyone there so stressed out except for you?
Well, I removed myself from Los Angeles. I'm a little bit farther south. I'm a little bit closer to San Diego. And I feel like the farther south you go, it chills out a little bit. But L.A. is a great city, but it's crazy. And everyone's in a rush, and they're trying to get ahead in their careers, and it's absolutely crazy.
And if they have a bulletproof vest, though, it's a little bit less stressful. And if they don't have a dog running after them trying to pull their pants.
I know. Yeah, it's and if you live in one of these cities, you really need to find a way to recognize it and take steps to reduce the stress.
It's true. I have some facts that we can chew on about stress. Some of them I didn't even realize. Stress in men affects sperm count and motility and is the leading cause of erectile dysfunction, accounting for 30% of all infertility problems. So men, before you reach for that blue pill, I guess you should work on not being so blue on the inside, because stress is a big factor. And here's one, Kim. Let's see if you know the answer to this. A CNN poll reveals that the number one reason for stress is money. That makes sense. The countries that are stressed most about money are Malaysia, China, Singapore, and the United States. And Kim, what countries do you think are the least stressed about money? What comes to mind?
It's funny. My husband is French, and France is in there as the top three.
Yep, France is in there. That I knew. One of them was Russia. I didn't expect that. And then the other one is Italy. And I will tell you, my parents visited Italy and came back totally decompressed. They said it was the most relaxing area of the world they've ever visited. Something about the culture, the fresh food, the great wine. I think my blood pressure's dropping just thinking about it. I hear their stories about Italy, how much they love it. And wow, it's definitely, it makes sense how that would be there as well. And one fact says stress causes a man to lose their hair, which we knew, and for females, it can create wrinkles and even acne. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I do everything I can to try to reduce stress, because I don't need any more wrinkles. Aging is one thing, but doing it to yourself with stress is totally another.
It's definitely stress. And you know what? Here's a flip side. Interesting. Scientists suggest that stress is good. In fact, it increases awareness and improves physical performance. It's the ongoing stress that can lead to severe health issues. And Kim, this brings up a good point, because I'll tell you, being an A-type personality, I thrive on stress. And without deadlines, without calls to make, without documents to review, I'm miserable. You heard that right, folks. What stresses me out most is stagnancy. I hate vacations. They stress me. And so I guess it's relative to who you are and how you define negative stresses. So whatever stresses you, I do believe that it's when you let it eat at you night and day, that's when that becomes a serious issue.
Right. I think you have a good point. I think I can enjoy my vacations, but on a day-to-day basis, I want to feel like I've been productive, I've done something, and I've been a little bit busy, and I enjoy that too. So if things get too stagnant, I kind of get a little freaked out too, so I agree with you there.
Yeah, and it's your personality type, but you know, I work with people that are complete opposite. They're mellow and they like vacations, you know, and they're just like, man, that's just not me. My rule on stress, Kim, and this is how I've lived by it, because I'm an A-type, I've got stress that hits me every day. If you can't change it, don't stress about it. Traffic, if it's locked up and you scream and hit your car and you put your middle finger out there like they do in L.A., cars aren't moving any faster. If your flight's delayed or canceled, don't kick and scream and make a scene. The flight's not leaving any sooner. So I believe 90% of what stresses people out are the things they can't change, and just let those go. And that brings it down just to 10% that can make a difference. If you're at work and you have personality conflicts with people you work with, don't stress. You're not changing them. They are who they are. But if your employee or if an employee you work with comes in late every day and clocks in at 9, is there at 9:20 and you're there at 9, That's something you can change. You can have a talk with the manager and say, look, it's just not right. She's clocking. You know, that you can make a difference. But personality, you just got to let it go and say, eh, she is who she is. I am who I am. I'm not going to stress about it. You're not going to ruin my day.
Oh, you've hit the nail on the head. It's the thing about stress is if you can't control it, and I find myself sometimes worried about something, and then I stop and I think, well, worrying about it isn't going to change it. It isn't going to put more money in my bank account. It's not going to change the outcome of that. So you have to find a way to let it go, or it will eat at you, and it's a terrible feeling.
Right. And, you know, like the recession stressing people out, I say, well, the recession's affecting everybody. If it was just affecting me and the government points, Friedman, we're going after you, then I'd be stressed because it's me, me, me. So even, you know, and I worry about them. I just don't let those things stress me. If I'm stranded at an airport, I just do some work. It's my time to read a book. I'm mellow. I don't stress out about things like that. And I think if I did, I wouldn't be here. Because I have enough stress in that 10% to worry about that I do make a difference in, that I don't have time to worry about traffic or being late. And here's some cures in there. Some might be interesting that stress can be relieved by. Here's one. Have more sex. Man, you love that one. That's right. Research shows sexual intercourse decreases stress hormones and lowers blood pressure. Men who have the least amount of sex have the highest incidence of high blood pressure. So wives, if your man is getting on your nerves and he's stressed, hey, maybe don't wait for that blue moon.
That's a good one. You know, one that I also really like is I do yoga every once in a while, and that just kind of calms me down. It reduces any kind of anxiety, and it just makes me focus on my breathing, which is, you know, something that's very related to being stressed out. It's, you know, I tend to hold my breath when I'm really stressed. Right. And not breathing enough, so that really makes me focus on my breathing, and that's a good tool for me too.
That's real good. And that goes along with meditation as well, or some like relaxing music would be the same. Anything that kind of gets you in that mind, you know, body and spirit mood where you just kind of just, you know, like you say, escape, focus on your breathing, the birds outside. It's funny, you know, when you go outside in nature, if you just sit there and say, I'm going to shut my eyes and hear every possible thing with nature I can, it's dozens, from the wind blowing to the tree on the left to the tree in front of you to the birds to the bees. And if you just escape your brain and just focus on nature, stress is gone, blood pressure drops. It's like you're creating this new way of life. So I agree with that. That's great. One thing it says is sweets. We know that people, you know, jump to that. Stressed spelled backwards is desserts. So a lot of people do that dyslexic move there, and they go, oh, I'm going to dive into Ben and Jerry's. But if you do get a sweet craving during stressful times, stay away from ice cream, you know, these processed foods. Go with some dark chocolate. Actually, that's been shown to have ingredients that reduce cortisol, the stress hormone, and it contains antioxidants called flavonoids. But of course, eat in moderation, because if you eat too much chocolate, you increase weight, which does what? Makes you more stressed.
Well, good. Let's reach for the dark chocolate, ladies. I knew we had a reason to.
That makes sense. And also, you know, Kim and I have been saying this for a long time, laughing lowers stress levels. It's so important. It really decreases cortisol, helps your epinephrine, your adrenaline, strengthens the immune system. Science backs this up. And, of course, can't pass up telling a stress-relieving joke for everybody before we end this here. This medical doctor goes to the bank and starts to endorse the back of his check with a rectal thermometer. All the bank tellers stare at him. He looks down and realizes what he's doing. He shouts, darn it, some butthole's got my pen.
Oh, my God. I love your joke.
So don't forget to laugh. That's so important. All right. You know, that brings us to an end of a Chew On This segment. So remember, don't let stress get you. And if you spell it backwards and spells desserts, occasional dark chocolate, that's the best to reach for. And if you have anything that you want Kim and I to chew on, you can write us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Kim is at HealthyBDaily, and I can be followed at Dr. David Friedman. Don't go away. We have a power pack show ahead right here on To Your Good Health Radio.